Yes, it is time for Butt, Sweat, and Beers. It's going down, people. Well, well, well. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to have a lovely show on this Thanksgiving Eve. My name is Remick Benice. If you're out there, tonight we'll be talking to all you folks. If you wish to call in, we have a call-in number at 718-928-9732. We'll be fielding calls. From our callers out there, I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're chilling with your laptop on your chest, running the streets, buying rutabagas, probably somewhere in your car, chilling in traffic, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to Radio Free Brooklyn. All right. Once again, my name is Ryan Benice. This is Butt, Sweat, and Beers, the happy hour of radio. All right. Chill out, relax. You don't got work tomorrow, you know, crack open one, sip your, you know, effervescent water, listen to the OJs in the background. It's like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Oh, son. Anyway, we've reached that point where we're in the middle of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, I believe. You know, if you're either at your destination or you're on your way to your destination, either way, hope you get there safe and hope you have an excellent and wonderful holiday weekend. Whatever you're doing for this Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving or, you know, potluck, whatever you want to call it, you know, do you. All right, my friends. So, yeah, man. Anyway, what can we do tonight? Tonight we're just going to take it easy and talk to you folks out here. We are located in Bushwick. I'm speaking to you live in the middle of the bomb shelter. Yeah, there are no barbarians at the gates. They took the day off, and so I'm here just with you. Tonight's weather in Brooklyn is 44 degrees, feels like 39. There's a possible chance of rain tomorrow, so, you know, maybe you want to just stay in on the couch, all right? Yeah, there you go. And that was the weather, folks. Good times. I'm not going to do the weather all the time. I just figured I might as well throw it in there just because. What else is going on? Man, I am just getting settled in. This is the second show I'm doing. I'm trying to figure out all the buttons. Like, hopefully nothing breaks. Fingers crossed. Let's see. Oh, also, if anybody's trying to get in contact with the show, you can contact us through buttsweatbeers@gmail.com. That's buttsweatbeers @gmail.com. Or on Twitter at buttsweat, the letter N, beers. That's buttsweatnbeers at Twitter. Okay? I don't have a Facebook yet. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a Pinterest. Clearly, I don't need a Vine anymore. Rest in peace, Vine. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame what they did to that 6-second video. Oh, well. Oh, well, man. What are you going to do? So what else is going on out here? Man, it's cold in the streets of New York. Are we going to be all right? I see a whole lot of people broke out their Sherlings early. You know, this is not Sherling type of weather yet, but, you know, hey, if you want to show off, then by all means do you. All right. Let's see what else is going on this weekend. What's your plans out here for the weekend? Like, besides family, what's family, friends? Is anybody doing like a, you know, arm wrestling competition or something like that? Does anybody have any traditions they do? No? If you do, call on in once again, or hit me up on the Twitter. We're checking you out. You know, or I could just be lonely out here. This is fine. You know, let me just talk to you for a minute. Let's see. So, I don't have much news there. Let's see what happened today. I believe the president pardoned two turkeys, as he usually does, which is nice. And now they get to live their free lives somewhere in Virginia Tech, chilling. It was cute. It was cute. I'm gonna miss the Obamas, man. I'm gonna miss the Obamas. Yeah, they were like the friendly. It was like. Like the Obamas were like the friendly couple that you wish were your next door neighbors, instead of the loud next door neighbors that you keep hearing all night scream for no reason. Like that's them. I mean, regardless of black or white, just they sound like the friendly neighbors. You never ever heard, like, you know, Michelle come out the White House and everything like, "Hey, I'm double parked." Like, that never happened. You know, she's never ever done that, and that was cool. You know, like, the Obamas are, they're great folks. I love them for it. We're also gonna miss Michelle's mom's. Like, Michelle's mom's was living in the White House for like 8 years with them. Like, that, think how patient is Barack Obama. Think about that. You live with your stepmoms for 8 years. Like, you know, who cares a damn about Vladimir Putin? Like, your mother-in-law is living with you at the White House, man. You are the dopest dude. I don't know. I'm not calling him Jesus or anything like that. Like, but that dude, that guy, you know, he might be the real MVP. You know, no disrespect to Kevin Durant or anything like that, but that guy right there, he's amazing. What else is going on in the world? Let's see. I'm on the social media, also on at Remick Benice. That's RemickBenice. That is a family name. So, like, I'm a Benice. My father's a Benice. My father's father before him was a Benice. So there. Boom. All right. Let's see what else is going on. If you're at the Amtrak over there, I I hope y'all just taking it easy. Everybody just kind of needs to take it easy when you're traveling on days like this. You know, everybody gets a bit too hardcore up and everything. Just, you know, relax. You know, you're gonna get there. You're gonna show up. You're gonna pass out. You're gonna go help out for whatever meal you're having the next day. And you know, like, chances are you don't want to talk about the election. You don't want to talk to your mom or your dad. You don't want to talk about your relationship. You don't want to talk about it. In fact, you know what? You should just wear like a poster board, hand out, and just write out answers like as you need to speak. Like, you know, where is the bathroom? Just write it out on like a little small whiteboard on your chest, or you know, or just pass the peas, you know, something like that. Like, you don't need to deal with all that stuff. Like, this. And you're like, there's too much stuff going on in the world. You don't need that type of pressure. Anyway, let's see. I'll be in town. I gotta be with my family. There's some good folks. I'll be with the Haitians. The Haitians are wonderful people. God bless them all. Dadunda. We'll be partaking in some good food. Some talk. There'll be some libations. And I believe I'll be passing out sometime between the second game of the day, usually. That's my plan. Now, can I cook? Yes. Will I be cooking? No. That's not my... Like, I didn't sign up for all that. You know, I'm done with the whole cooking thing, in the sense of I've never started the cooking thing. So, once again, that's my whole plan. I will be eating. I will not be criticizing. I always believe that if somebody goes out their way to cook, you and you're going to swallow it, you don't get to criticize. Because, I mean, you didn't get to put in no effort to it. So, whatever. You know. Now, if you don't want to put on your plate, that's something totally different. But if you put on your plate and you eat it, hey, that's on you, my friend. That's on you. All right? Okay. So, yeah. But don't be criticizing. Now, there are some rules, though. You know, if you do not know how to cook something and yet you offered to cook something, maybe you need to dial back or ask for some assistance while you're cooking that thing. You know, I mean, you don't need to take full credit, but you can take partial credit. You know, I mean, going to the store to get the ingredients for getting making mac and cheese is just as good as actual making the mac and cheese. Because as long as you don't mess it up, but you got the ingredients and you passed it on to the person who actually made the brilliant mac and cheese, well, then you get credit for that. I'm good with partial credit. I will give out partial credit during Thanksgiving for things like that. You know, don't go out your way to say like, ooh, you know, I make the best stuffing and everything. No, you don't. You just read that, you know, in a magazine and you said, ooh, that picture looks cute. Yeah, but it might taste like dog food. You need to stop that, all right? There are real people and taxpayers at this table, all right? We're not going to be eating your dog food just because it looked cute, you know, and it was in Cosmopolitan magazine, all right? Jeez, get real is what I'm saying. I'm not putting everything down my throat. I don't know how you want to take that, but whatever. Yeah. I'm not putting anything and everything down my throat is what I'm trying to say, all right? Boom. Now, let's move on to gravy. Gravy. Gravy should be made from either the drippings of the meat, or come from a can. That's the way I look at gravy. All right. Anything else? If you taking up a bunch of cashews and putting a little hand mixer on it, and then tossing a couple of like sage leaves and doing a dance around it, I don't know about that. That's not gravy to me. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much a really loose like ranch dressing or dip or something. You know, like gravy is gravy. Please. If you wish to add mushrooms, okay, then. I guess that's how you was raised, you know? Do you, you know? But don't mess up gravy. Gravy is a needed thing. Stop feeding people dry rice at the table, all right? You know, I'm sick and tired of that. That is so wrong. That's uncalled for. People can choke on dry rice. These are all public service announcements I'm just putting out here, okay, folks? So y'all just need to listen, all right? Also... Moving forward to after the meal is done, I think it's safe to say that you should always either one you can, if you're going to partake in rest, before you do that, you may want to put some stuff, you may want to put some food to the side, because if after you rest, you wake up and there's not that much left over, then that's on you, you know, because you actually slept on it and, you know, all that food is gone. You know, therefore, you know, the rule of you snooze, you lose does apply to this. So please be prepared and make preparations ahead by all means. You know, like some of y'all just slotherly. That's just sloppy, with your fatness. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm quick with my fatness. My fatness is good for the next, 3 days. I will have proper leftovers, you know, and I won't necessarily need to go to somebody else's house to go take their leftovers. You know, no, I'll get, you know, my proper share that night, you know, and I'll plan accordingly. I suggest you do the same. All right. There's plenty to eat out here. There's going to be plenty to eat out here. All right. Anyway, what else is going on? What's making everybody so sad in the world? It's cold out there, folks. All right. And if you can't find one to love, then love the one you're with. All right. Self-love is the greatest love, people. Greatest love. Not the greatest love of all. But self-love is a good love. You should love yourself. I'm not saying you should love yourself too much. You know, you got to get up in the morning. You don't want carpal tunnel. All right? All right, so, you know, knock it off after a while. But, you know, do what you got to do, you know. Yeah, man. What else is going? What else is? What are y'all doing out there? Is anybody? Hello, caller, are you out there? I think I'm working on this machine. We may have some technical difficulty. Yeah, I believe this machine is working, but I don't see it coming up. Let's see. I may have to call myself to go see if this thing is working. No, I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm not gonna do that. If you ain't gonna call in, fine. We're just gonna leave it at that. I'll just keep yapping it up. So, let's see what else is going on in sports. People are winning. People are losing. Some people are taking a knee for the most part. And that's about that. You know, do you care to talk about sports? No? Good. Like, my whole thing with sports is I wait till any and everybody makes the playoffs, you know, because that's when it really counts. Everybody who doesn't make the playoffs, you know, you're almost there for the interview. You might as well just sit in the lobby, you know. Like if you haven't made it to the interview level of speaking to somebody, well then you don't count. That's the way I look at it. That's why sometimes I just don't waste my time with certain sports. I don't waste my time with like baseball. Baseball, they play 162 games. 162 games. By the time they get to the All-Star game, they've already played like 90 games. And then after that, they got about 70 some odd games to go. I don't even think about you. I don't, because there's way too much to do. Like, football is different. Every week is a saga. You know, football, you know, before there was Game of Thrones, there was football. Things are happening. You know, your team could be 7-1 on top of the world. Next thing you know, quarterback, like, you know, tears his ACL. And then you're like 7-9 and everybody's scratching their head. What happened? The kids are crying. People are kicking furniture. Your fantasy team is done, you know. Like, boom, no Christmas money. Oh, man. Shout out to that year I won Christmas money. That was great. I won my fantasy football 1 year. And I got good Christmas money. That was a good year. Yeah. Yeah, but with sports, I'm to a point where, you know, start of the season's cute, but the end of the season, that's all I want now. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about the bathwater. I don't care how much rosemary and sage you laid up in there. I just want to know about the baby. What about the baby? That's all I want to know. All right? Pretty much. That's my stance on that. See, I'm a Knicks fan. That's painful enough. We don't need to get into that. The New York Knicks, the Knickerbockers, if you will, they're looking good. so far. By good, I mean, you know, I mean, look, they're playing ball. They showed up. You bought a ticket for like $85 or $100, whatever, and they jump on the court. So in that sense, they're looking good. You know, will they be there at the end? Who knows, man? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. What is going on with the Knicks? Nothing much. Also, yeah, man. Also, check down your. You know what? Please be careful and mindful of anybody with their eating with their food allergies during the year. Because I believe during Thanksgiving, people should respect people's food allergies. You know, even the gluten allergy, which I guess is a thing. I didn't know gluten was, you know, people were allergic to it. You know, I thought it was just more of like a, you know, I'm eating kale, therefore, you know, now I'm just got to be gluten free also. You know, because every time I hear about, you know, people eating kale and now they got a gluten allergy, it's like the whole like, oh, well, I bought the top, so I'm gonna also have to buy the bottom. You know, it's like they go together. It's kind of ridiculous. Yeah, well. Yes, so the call-in number, folks, if you're out there, is, let's see, that's 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. Yeah, and that's Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'll be here for the next... some odd minutes, we can chop it up. Also, this weekend, I will also be at the Five Spot. I will be performing comedy. In addition to that, there will be a lovely burlesque show. It's going to be awesome. Yay, let me get you the information on that. Some people find me funny on stage. Others, you know. Whatever, but that's okay. That's all right. I love them too. Yeah, so there's going to be a burlesque show and comedy, not at the same time. You know, we're trying to class up the joint, if anything. So that's going to be at the Five Spot in Brooklyn on Saturday night. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. Let me get you that information. As soon as all this stuff comes up, I wish you could see me now. This is actually a one-man operation that I'm doing in here. I got my hands on all the buttons, so it's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Trust me. I know you're like, wait a second, but Rem, where's the music? Like, hey, we're gonna try to get to some, maybe another song. I'm gonna start my show with a song. I might end with a song. There might be some music somewhere in the middle. Who knows? All right. Anyway, what can I tell you? So the show this weekend will be the Brown Sugar Saturday Soul Soiree. All right, and that will be down the list. Watch out! Boing! There will be a whole lot of stuff going on. Live music, DJs, belly splitting comedy. In addition to that, there will also be some stuff, I guess, going on. I guess people are trying to call in, but I don't see anything happening. What is going on? Let's see if I can. Well, no call in. What is going on? Folks, I know you're calling in because I'm getting people who are telling me, hey, I'm calling. Why aren't you picking up? And I'm telling you right now, I haven't a clue. Like, apparently something happened with the system. I'm trying to blame the system. There you go. Another black guy blaming the system. It's the system, man. The system won't allow me to hear you. Why will it not do this? This is wrong. The system. I don't know. Let's see. The system is not allowing me to pick up this phone at the time. This is great. Oh, man. This is too cool. We're gonna be We're going to be working through some things. Give me a second over here. I'm trying to figure this shit out. Oh, did I say that? Oh, I can say that. Oh, yeah, that's right. I hope the kids aren't listening. And if they are, I apologize. But, yes, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Well, so we give no Fs. There you go. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to clean it up for you folks. Apologize. Moving forward, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on the call-in later. I can't believe this. Like, the call-in is down. Caller, are you there? You know what? If you're still out there and you want to contact, if you can contact me, I feel like I'm stuck somewhere. It's like, hello, if you're out there and you need to contact me, you can hit me up at Butt Sweat and Beers on Twitter. You'll see a picture of a white unicorn. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yes. Let's see. So yeah, you can hit me up on Butt Sweat and Beers on Twitter or buttsweatbeers@gmail.com, and I will be checking through my email as we speak. All right. Let's see. Oh yes, but so yeah. So this weekend I will be performing comedy, as I told you. There will also be some excellent burlesque dancers. They're quite lovely ladies. Let's see, the hot burlesque one will be. Let's see, that we will have a kitten. Ooh, oh, this is nice. Hold on, let me get this information right for you. I gotta do this right. Boom. This will be at the Five Spot on 459 Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. All right. Tickets are going from $25 to $70. Okay. All right. We will have burlesque comedy. There will also be some speed dating. Ooh, look at y'all just speed dating selves. Oh, there you go. If you're lonely, you need to get there early. You might catch something. That's right. Something good. Don't catch something bad now. You know what I'm saying? Please, everybody show up with their shots. All right? Okay, good. So it'll be a hot burlesque by the main attraction, Nomi Long Legs and Kitten Mina Maneater. Ooh, that sounds sexy as hell. Damn. Kitten Mina Maneater? Dang. Ooh. All right. Stand up from Roger Dupree, Remick Benice, that's myself, and MTV Joking Off and Comedy Central's Carrie Codette. All right. There will also be a performance by songstress Okima T. Moore, and spinning the tunes will be DJ Les Boogie. So it's going to be a fun little outing. I hope you all can attend and come on through. It'll be the post Thanksgiving, everybody will be post-itis by then. And, by then you would just want to get out of town. But before you do, come and see me on Saturday night at the Five Spot on 459 Myrtle Avenue. All right. And get your tickets on Eventbrite. Okay. That's all right. And once again, on Eventbrite, you want to look that up, and that'll be the, Brown Sugar Saturday, a soul soiree. Okay. Good. There. Now, what else is popping? I'm trying to figure out this machine over here, but apparently there was a crash earlier, and not a crash, like a crash, but the computer must have crashed. There was some technical difficulties, so give me a second. I'm trying to put this all together. In the meanwhile, let me see if I can pull up a tune for you guys, and see if we can figure my way out around said board. All right. This is great. This is great. I can't believe they gave me a show. this is exactly how this should work. Oh, have no fear. Someone's going to come and fix the phones shortly. Can't wait. Oh, thank you very much. Good. Stand by, folks. We may get some callers by the end of the show. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. All right. Boom, boom, boom. So yeah, I was, so let's see, when I was getting up here, I took mass transit. It was, apparently there was not a lot of people on the train. So a lot of you just already left town, which is smart. You know, I always remembered, like, leaving on days like this, like, right before Thanksgiving. Like, Wednesday was the harshest day to leave. Yes? Like, I believe you're all nodding in agreement with me out there. Yes, you are. I can see you. Yeah. Wednesdays sucked. I remember when I was at college, and I hated coming home on those Wednesdays, because you'd be sitting in traffic. You know, I'm sitting in the back of, like, my sister's ride or a ride with my friend, and it'd just be the longest trip ever because everybody's backed up on 95, heading into the Holland freaking tunnel to get into the city and all that stuff. Oh, ridiculous. Like I can see New York. It's like less than 40 minutes away, and then we're like sitting in 2.5 hours of traffic sitting in Jersey somewhere. Like, oh, but whatever. And then I complained about traffic, and then I went out to L.A. and I saw that, and I was like, oh, now this is traffic, my friend. Ooh, now L.A.'s got real traffic. That's, they were built on traffic, you know. Oh, my God. Yes, that's what Los Angeles means. It's like, hey, wait a minute, we're stuck in traffic. You know, city of angels, the city of traffic. Yes, right. Car traffic, drug traffic, peopling traffic. Oh, that's terrible. You know what? They're trafficking people. They're trafficking people. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. Yeah, man. No, man. Let's see. Who's out there that I want to talk to? I want to talk to all my friends, people that I actually know. Thank you for listening to all my dribble. I hope I'm speaking clearly. If I'm not, please correct me. Please correct me when you can, because I know you always do. Sometimes I tend to slur my words. Yeah. I don't do that on purpose. You know, it's just one of these things. You know, sometimes a man talks the way the man talks, you know. So whatever. You're going to be all right. Let's see what I can do here. I want to talk to all my friends. I hope everybody's having a good old time out there. Don't taking it easy. Cracking one open right now. If you are cracking one open, save one for me, you know, because I am parched. Oh, I can use the I can use the help of a long cold beverage. And by that I mean a glass of water. A nice glass of water. Yeah. A nice glass of adult water. That's an adult beverage, yes. An adult glass of water. Not a small sippy cup of water, but a long, ridiculous glass of water. Yeah. With a little lemon in there. You stir a little lemon, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Oh, good times. Good times. I believe I hear somebody's darkening my door. Who's that? Who you come in? Yay. So I believe someone's here to assist me with the stuff. With the phone call. So you guys hold on. We'll try to see if we can get you a tune that you can nod your heads to or something like that in the meanwhile. Do people like the petty Pendergrass? I said petty Pendergrass. Look at me. Shame on moi. But let's see. I started off with Family Reunion. Yeah, that was cute. Let's see what we can. I'm gonna go with some petty Pendergrass, you guys. You guys gonna love it. All right, so stand by. Let's get you some Teddy Pendergrass. Say boom. So boom. Let's get you some Teddy.
Desires just appreciate the little things I do. Oh, you're the one who's got me inspired. Keep on lifting me higher. So good, good loving somebody, that somebody loves you back. It's so good needing somebody, that somebody needs you back.
fact. It's so good wanting somebody that somebody wants you back. Said it's so good.
Hey, and we are back. Oh, I always wanted to do that. Oh my God, we're back. Apparently, our technical difficulties have been fixed. So, yay! The phone lines are now open for Radio Free Brooklyn. If you wish to call in, please call 718-928-9732. All right, 718-928-9732. All right, I believe the phone lines are now fixed. It wasn't my fault. I didn't. All right. Stand by. Hello? Hello? Stand by. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Oh, God. What was that? What was that about? All right. Boom. Well, we'll be fielding calls. I swear to God. I know you're calling, whoever that was. You know, call on back. Jeez, this is great. I now understand how Larry King gets so frustrated. This is ridiculous. Like, what's going on back there? Caller, are you there? Caller. Whoa. Yes, caller. Hello. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hello,
caller, are you there?
Yo, what's up, brother?
Who this?
This be Voodoo.
Oh, Voodoo. Yeah, son. What's going on?
What's up, player? How you feeling, man?
Yeah, welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Oh, look at
wonderful.
Boom. Look at that. Oh, congratulations. You're my first. Pause.
Hey,
I'm just saying.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Yeah, whatever. Use a lie. Use a lie, sir. Use a lie. You need to stop this. Wrong.
How's it feeling, man? How's it feeling?
It feels good. It feels good. It's like being in a subway car all by yourself at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That'd be every day of my life, bro.
I feel you. Well, I'm getting ready for tomorrow.
No, I'm getting ready to go to work tonight.
Oh, look at that.
Boom. Sleep through tomorrow. I actually slept through today somehow, like 15 hours. I didn't wake up till about 6:30.
Dang, 15 hours.
Got home, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was out running the streets like wild animals last night. Wild animals.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was.
I was a little worried, nigga. I woke up this morning. My wife was leaving to work.
Right.
And then the next time I woke up, she was coming in with some grocery bags. I was like, where did you play hooky from work? She was like, no, I went to work. I said, what time is it? She said, it's like 7 o'clock. It's like, a.m.? She said, nope, p.m.
Wow.
I was like, holy shit, I died.
Oh, no.
Dead.
Oh, my God. That is wild. Oh, man.
But, yeah, man, doing the overnight shift tonight, bro. And then, yeah, probably just sleep through most of tomorrow. I don't know what my schedule is looking like tomorrow as of yet.
Okay.
And then do leftovers the day after that. I'm probably going to scoop up my mom in the morning, maybe do brunch, me and my mom, my wife.
Okay, cool.
Probably have like a brunch Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah. That sounds excellent. I like a good mimosa with some leftovers, yeah. That goes together.
That's clutch.
I'm a grown man who loves brunch. How about that? It's good times. That sounds excellent. That sounds like an excellent choice.
What's your plan so far, man?
It's pretty much gonna be some my aunt's cooking. I'm gonna go over there, chow down. I got a friend of mine. She invited me over to her to have a celebrate with her family. I'm gonna go over there. And then I don't know if there's anything else going on. I may run the streets. Let's see. My dad's out of town, and like he won't be back for a while. But yeah, I'm taking it easy. You know what I'm saying? So, and like boom. So, and then Friday I'm just running the streets. Yeah, the streets.
Having some pre-Thanksgiving pizza coming in today.
Oh yeah. Well. Well, but of course. What? Get some nice slices? What? Of course. What? That's a good pregame. That's a good pregame. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be carb loading anyway. So, yeah, that's a decent carb.
This is the first time I haven't actually been to Thanksgiving in quite a long time, actually.
So really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Why is that?
Mostly I was unemployed, so I had to.
Yeah, that was that. There was that. Okay.
I was there. Food, I'm there. I'll walk from Staten Island. It's a fantastic case.
Oh yeah, that's real. That's real.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man, but yo, I wish you I wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yo, wish you a happy Thanksgiving, also. Wish you well in your endeavors here, man. And I'll hopefully have a little guest spot on your show sometime soon.
Oh, no doubt. We'll come through. Yeah. I mean, there's room in the bomb shelter. You know.
Oh yeah.
There's a plethora. There's a plethora of room, you know, here for folks. Right, you know what I'm saying? We'll bring in guests. You have a good one, all right, man. I'll talk to you later.
You too, brother.
All right. Cool. So yeah, man. That was my boy Voodoo. Good times, man. I hope he takes care of himself out there, working hard, man. Shout out to everybody working overnight, you know, into the morning, into the wee hours, you know, getting that paper. You know, before January 20th, who knows what's going to happen? Good luck with that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, stack your paper high, just as high as your dreams, and do what you got to do. All right, man? But, call us. We're live, and the phones are back. Yay! So if anybody wishes to call, the number is 718-928-9732. That's 718-928-9732. We'll be taking your calls until the top of the hour, till the next show comes. All right, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. I am, and this is the Butt, Sweat, and Beer Show. Okay, boom. So, yeah, Thanksgiving's good. Thanksgiving's good. I hope it's not getting cold. I'm too cold out there. Apparently, it's going to rain a little bit. But it is not going to affect me because I'm not going out to watch any balloons in the sky. I think that's for kids, you know. And if you, like, I always had this rule: if you as a parent wish to force your kids to go outside in the cold to watch that them balloons, I'm not gonna call it. I'm not saying that you are technically, you know, abusive or anything like that. But you know, you need to really look at your parenting skills. I mean, it's cold. You don't want to be out there. You know, they can watch them balloons from a really nice flat screen TV. You know, there's going to be no lines at at the bathroom that's in your house. You know, you can do this. There are ways, you know, to be a good parent and keep it within your house, you know? Yes? Who's with me? Everybody? Good. Boom, motion carried. We're going to be all right. Man, this is great. Yo, got a phone call. The phones work, people. The phones work. The phones work. Good. Yes, we are back, my friends. We are back. Oh, man. I can't wait to have some Dewey John John tomorrow. That'll be great. That's the mushroom rice that the Haitian folks make. So delicious. I'm not really a turkey guy either. Like, I don't know if that's, you know, if I just went Trump country there or non-Trump country by saying I'm not a turkey guy, but turkey is dry. It's a hard meat to get sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like, turkey is not one of those meats that they get all juiced up and, you know, and everything. It's not like chicken. It's not fatty like a duck. You know, I don't know. Turkeys, yeah, turkey's a weird one. You know, turkey reminds me like a stripper with a huge boobs but no booty. It's just wrong, man. It's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Just me sometimes. Anyway, once again, the call-in number is 718-928-9732. And we'll be taking your calls all the way to the top of the hour. Yeah. So let's see what else is going on out here tonight. Boom. There'll be some skating out in the park. I might go out to the city for a little bit. Go to Bryant Park just to chill, watch people slip and fall on the ice. That's always fun, you know. I'm not one to ice skate, but I am one to laugh at others who do not know how to ice skate and bust their ass. I'm not laughing at their effort. I'm laughing at their results. You know, that's just me. I'm cruel like that. I'm cruel like that. All right. Yeah, man. Let's see what else is going on. Yeah. Is anybody doing anything for the kids? If you're doing anything for the kids, call on in. Let us know. Did they have a Thanksgiving pageant or something like that? Like somebody dressed up like Sacagawea or something? Did y'all give out smallpox blankets? No. What, too soon? Too late? What did I do? Was that too much? Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to eat. I'm going to bust the fattest grub. It is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Oh my God. Hey, if you love me out there, yeah, you know, just leave me a plate. I'll come by and pick it up sometime between tomorrow night and Saturday, and let's say Sunday night. Sometime between, yeah. Give me some work. Give me some time to work through the boroughs, because I got to work with the folks and everything. But yeah, I'll come through and I'll bring some Tupperware too, because I'm nice like that with mine. So it'll be all right. Yeah, man. I love you all. This has been a little funky show. I apologize to all the callers who wanted to call in, who could still call in if they're still out there. We got time, you know what I'm saying? You know, we can chop it up a little bit if you want to, or not. I don't know. Maybe y'all watching Jeopardy or something like that. No. Yay. But whatever. We're going to be all right. We'll be out here. Yeah, man. So I'm gonna see if I can play you some tunes. We'll see what. Yeah, I'm kind of on my old school kick right now, so I might throw on some Bootsy Collins or some Al Green for you. I'm not sure which one you want, you know. Ooh, or maybe I'll put on some Stylistics, because Stylistics, they're always cool. Man. So let's see what we can do with the Stylistics. Good times, folks. Mm-hmm.
can help loot me in. But then what makes the world go round? The ups and downs of carousel, changing people's hands around. Go underground, young man. People make the world go round. Wall Street losing dough on every share. Smoking in their easy chair on a fat cigar without a care. But that's what makes the world go round. The ups and downs of carousel, changing people's heads around. Go underground, young man.
Yeah, that was the Stylistics. People make the world go round. Yes, they do. Oh, the world spins on its axis, but there's people walking it every day. Yeah. Going where? Who knows? None of my business, all right? Boom. I'm just going to stay my booty at home. Yeah, we're winding down here. But before we leave, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the people that you're with. You know, time is the most valuable asset that you have in life. And you know, as you do with what your time, do with whatever you want to do with your time. But when you are sitting down in fellowship with your other fellow man, you should pretty much respect their time. You know, and appreciate them, because you know, you never know, you know, when people are gonna pick up and go. Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi. Who this?
Tierra.
Yes. Oh my God! Really? You're gonna call me right now, right at the end of the show? Really? This is the best you can do? What's going on?
Yes.
How's life?
Nothing. How are you?
How are you? Are you in town?
No.
Where you at? You calling me from Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. How's your mom?
She's doing good.
Good. For those of you who are listening in, this is my this is my godchild, and her mother is my cousin, and I'm trying to figure out, like, why y'all trying to call at my job trying to embarrass me? What's going on over there? What are y'all doing?
We support.
Oh, this is support? Well, thank you. I appreciate your support. I love you, too. Mwah. All right. Boom. I'll see y'all tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Later.
Oh, that was so nice. Look at that. People calling in on the love. I appreciate that. Oh, man. Well, all right, once again, our time is dwindling to the close. It's a shame we had that technical difficulty earlier. I apologize. Shame. I'm going to try to get this. We're gonna get this ship tightened up. That's S-H-I-P. Tightened up. Excuse me. And we'll try to get this thing. I'm going to try to do right by y'all, okay? But until then, I love y'all. Be safe. You know, have a good one. You know, don't go crazy out there. You know, make love, not war. Increase the peace. All right. And if you can't find one to love, love the one you're with. All right. My name is Remick Benice, and you've been listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. And I'm out.